Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Pat.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the baby that was born with HIV but was actually cured with treatment?
No. What happened? How'd that happen?
Oh, my. Listen, we have a segment. I want you to listen to this. I want you to listen to this. This is so, so encouraging. I mean, there's so many people that have passed away from AIDS. There are many people today that are living with HIV. And this is so encouraging. I want you to listen up.
Scientists say a baby born with the AIDS virus has been cured after an aggressive treatment of drugs. The child and her HIV-infected mother were treated at Jackson Medical Center in Mississippi. Doctors prescribed three different medications to fight the disease, but then doctors lost track of the mother and child for a whole year. When they finally found them, they discovered the mother had stopped giving her child the medications. They also found that the girl, who is now 2.5, remained healthy without the meds. The early intervention appears to have knocked the virus out of the baby's blood.
We have, perhaps inadvertently, but in fact, cured the child.
If the child remains healthy, it would mark the world's second reported medical cure of HIV.
Wow.
How amazing is
that?
That's really powerful. And let me tell you, there is a really big population, I know in this country, that have been infected with this virus. I mean, you don't hear about it as much, and they have centers in places. But when I was in the insurance business some years ago, I had a chance to sit with a client of mine, and we got to talking and about his profession and health questions and all that type of stuff. And I just love that part of what I used to do, and just relating to people and meeting so many wonderful people. But this client was telling me that he used to work for an organization that helped people that were infected with the HIV virus, and they would go to different places and give tests and draw blood work and free and all this, you know, all around the community. And he told me about a local high school that they went to, and they did this test, and before they were able to tell the students if they were HIV infected or not, the school shut it down, said, you can't come back here, you can't do this. I don't know what happened with, you know, permission or how that all came about. And he said that they had a portion of students that were actually HIV infected, and they couldn't even tell them. And And so, you know, there are a lot of people right now that are, you know, crying out and praying, and they're taking medications and doing different things. But it's a area to definitely pray for and to be there for folks that have this illness. People are dying, you know, and not everyone can afford the medical treatments that, I mean, Magic Johnson is taking. I mean, Magic Johnson is a former NBA basketball player, legend, superstar, who was diagnosed, I mean, back in the early 90s, late 80s, maybe, probably early 90s. And he's, you know, had, I'm sure, all sorts of very expensive treatment, but that's not available to everybody. And to my knowledge, I haven't heard that he was cured, but it's just amazing and wonderful that his baby has been cured. Right. And we rejoice in that today. And we want to see people with all kinds of illnesses to be healed. I mean, Jesus, this is the power of God. The power wants to heal people. It's still present today. You know, we want to see people to be healed and cured of all sicknesses. And just something that's been stirring on my heart when you see so many people that are just hurting today and are battling so many like I said, illnesses and sicknesses, and they're just really just taking the life out of them, taking just the life out of them. We can believe for more. We can believe for more healing to come and people to be totally changed by God and by medical science. Let me tell you, you know, it's the supernatural and the natural, you know. Yeah. Let's see them both working together. Right. Ultimately, it's always God anyway, right?
Exactly. He's the one that gives us the wisdom.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Which makes me think about Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson, the neurosurgeon.
Yeah.
I mean, is that not in just a faith-filled, amazing testimony?
That
I mean,
beautiful.
I love to hear about what God did in his life. Mm-hmm. We've talked about Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson here on VFN Radio before when he spoke at a prayer breakfast where President Obama was present. And he talked about he didn't believe in political correctness.
Not at all.
He's the person that we would say speaks English.
He was not shy.
No. And he's been extremely, I mean, he's been on so many news organizations since that one speech. Everyone wants to hear about him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a believer and grew up, you know, in a single parent home.
Mm-hmm.
His mom couldn't even read, but she instilled reading in, you know, to him and his brother. And that's just a wonderful, powerful testimony of what God can do. You know, when he graduated high school, really with great grades, he wanted to apply to different colleges. The only problem was that every college that you applied to at that time cost $10 to apply. I mean, now you charge anywhere from $50 to $100 to apply to colleges. Oh, yeah. And so he only had one $10. You know, only one $10 bill. So he applied to one school, Yale, and he was accepted.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's just amazing what God can do. There was a movie made of his life. I believe it's called Gifted Hands. And it's very empowering. I saw it, and I think it'll encourage you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.